here at Roselle in the house, looks like we've hit a nerve. Carol Vore, the director of our social networking platforms, looks like she's going to be pretty busy. We're getting texts.
Got a great phone call, a little heads up from Habitat for Humanity. Hugh Wolf is in charge of a program for Central Arizona Habitat that is a construction and training program, a 16-week state-approved program. Phone number for Hugh, 602-570-2677. What a great opportunity. Even, 16 weeks is probably a good amount of time to see if you really are good at it and like it.
Well, I owe my dad and my high school career counselor, Mr. Jones. They both saw something in me that could tell I didn't do very well in a classroom. So, and Director, you'll remember this. It was Scottsdale High School behind the main admin building. Right. They built what then was called a trades training.
Correct.
And they picked me up at a bus at Chaparral High School and bused me to Scottsdale High School. And would I rather sit in class and learn Spanish or lay concrete block? Man, when I learned how to lay concrete block, I thought I was in hog's heaven.
You should have learned Spanish as well.
Well, so. I'm learning it now. I'm late in life, but I'm learning it now.
They put you on a short bus, didn't they?
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
And you know why? Because that's the way they treated us. Anybody that wanted to be in the construction industry, that's the way they treated all of that. Mechanics, all of that. And that's over with now. So
EVIT is one. Habitat for Humanity is another.
Well, Arizona also has Arizona Department of Economic Security. They have an apprenticeship department. They've got not only in construction, but they've got 164 certified apprenticeship program programs that they can institute. So anybody that wants to start an apprenticeship program, get with Willie Higgins over there, and he can get you set up, whether it may be an HVAC, a plumbing, or whatever. But I have something I have to talk about, or I will get my staff will kill me.
Okay, well, that's bad.
I've got a couple of people. So
let's not let that happen.
So the Arizona ROC, we're starting what we call a hard hat design competition. We give hard hats away for like awards and things like that. But here's the interesting thing about this. Great fun. I got a great staff. Students in grades 9 through 12 are invited to take part in this design of a hard hat. And it's one of those things where, they dip it in the liquid stuff and they pull it out. And what's going to happen is the contest is going to be March 1st through April 5th. All those kids in those grades 9 through 12, they can check the ROC's website or Facebook page on Monday for all the directions.
Okay.
It's going to be, and we're going to announce the winner and then we'll see what goes from there. But it's going to be fun, and we'll continue to do that. We've lost a couple opportunities that we had for young people. Our trade fair that we had that got because of the current conditions that we got pushed off. So we're trying to move a little bit, get some things the kids excited about that, whether they're in construction or not. So it's
and you were mentioning airplanes. I mean, we're talking building science, but the automotive and mechanical.
All of it. Yeah, all of it. It's and EVIT and Westmec and all of these CTEDs, JTEDs. Some people call them JTEDs, but they're CTEDs now. So it's all of those kind of things. Support them. If you look, there are marvelous careers available doing things that you can in a variety of things. I push construction science technology professions because as a director,
sure.
But as a board member for the EVIT school board, it's everything that those places offer. So I thank you for letting me come on here and rant. I have a great time ranting with Rosie on all of this and Romy too.
Yeah.
So, the construction science technology professionals.
It has paid huge dividends for me. Some of the last words my dad gave me in career counseling is, look, no matter what you do, love it and be determined to be the best.
Right.
And with that, and Mr. Jones's enrollment of me in the Mason section, I loved it.
So one other thing I want everybody to check, Arizona Build Your Future, AZBYF. That's a group of contractors in Arizona that have a site where you can go there and you can check your track and you can get hooked up with a job.
The website again.
AZBYF. Arizona, build your future.
Arizona Registrar of Contractors Director, Mr. Jeff Fleetham. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, man.
And helping me spread the word on how great a career the construction science industry is.
Thank you very much, Rosie. Thanks for having me.